The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
So on TikTok, there's a video that's gone viral, and it is tattoo artists out of San Diego talking about the most common design trends in tattoos for millennials. And they're saying millennials used to get the Harry Potter, like specifically like the Deathly Hallows symbol, and now they're getting the cover-ups. Like, I don't want it anymore.
All right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Frogs in cowboy hats are also popular tattoos.
Where does that come from? The frog in a cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm. Disney theme tattoos, infinity symbols. But it made me go down the rabbit hole as far as what they have said are going to be tattoo trends for 2024, like on a you know, nationwide level. Apparently, patchwork tattoos are one of the things that people are kind of doing. It's sort of basically like you treat your body as a collage.
God, I wouldn't want to follow a trend, right?
No.
Don't you want to do some original?
Yeah, I mean, I can see what, you know, like, but you definitely, stuff gets in the zeitgeist and you're suddenly like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I would get that. So I do think that there are, and especially if you are, like, we know tattoo people. There are people that do have tattoos that could be considered trendy because they're people who tattoo often.
I didn't do it this year, but the last couple of years I did that Villains Arts Tattoo Convention party. You went one year.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It used to be Mid-America Center. This year was at the CHI. It's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. It's wild.
That's the crazy.
And I'm not a tattoo person. You walk around, just the people watching is insane. That's where I would go to get ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a national touring. It's like the auto show for tattoos.
You're going to see some cool stuff.
When are we going to go do this stuff, tattoos? I mean, we have the one.
So there's this one trend that I am interested in. It's the micro trend, like whether it's micro hearts or micro script. It's like these really delicate, almost like scratch strokes. Finger tattoos, you see them a lot. And those are really delicate and very pretty. And I've seen those and been curious about possibly doing something.
Why don't you get
like
some
that
on your knuckles that says mom or something?
Yeah,
mom,
like some finger cuffs.
Yeah.
Right. Husband would love that. Absolutely.
Well, hey, it's your journey. Your husband doesn't get to decide how you use your body.
You can be like, Peter, this is just something for me. Reminds me of college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finger cuffs. See, when you put them together, that looks like my fingers are cuffed together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? That could be a thing.
Uh-huh. Weird. Finger cuffs.
Bird tattoos, lower back tattoos are coming back.
Are they really?
Wait, what if you went in and you and your significant other put your fingers together?
Oh, dude, that's a great idea.
Do that.
Did finger cuffs.
I like this idea.
Yeah. Or you do the heart.
Marlene do that?
You do the heart.
Wylene wouldn't
hands
get one on her hand. She, yeah, because of her. I can't assume she would ever do that.
I would put the heart that breaks apart in the hands.
Whenever you're not together.
Oh, it's supposed to be more about when it's together. Sorry.
Yeah.
I like your idea. We have discussed tattoos. We just haven't, you know, done it, I guess. I don't know. It is weird seeing people now. I mean, you know, tattoos have been around forever and, you know, and it's gotten more and more popular, of course. But back, you know, when people start getting them, now you see people that are older, much older, mm-hmm, much, much older, and they're completely sleeved out and their tattoos are as faded as their hair.
We wouldn't have got ours if we didn't do a bet for the diaper drive.
I'm with
you. And I got to say, it was kind of cool that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'd have nothing.
I know.
I think when people make a bet and they put a tattoo to the loser is pretty badass, though.
Yeah.
If you step up and do it.
I agree. Every bet should have that. If it's a fantasy football, whatever. It should have something.
I agree.
Something.
Or like your March Madness bracket.
Yes.
Like the loser has to get a tramp stamp.
Just something.
That's terrible.
That says, I like wieners.
Oh.
Read the rules.
Or better yet, get a tramp stamp that says wiener circle because you love the restaurant.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a tramp stamp. So you're like, where's your...
It's like, wow.
Where exactly?
You really went all in.
Weird circle with an arrow.
With an arrow. With an arrow.
Wow.
But I do not
that was for your fantasy football league? Wow, did you guys go all in on the penalties?
I do not get to see your wiener circle.
Well, you lost, so you have to get a tramp stamp.
And you know why we should do it to convince... Well, I don't know why. I just don't have friends that would ever take that bet. And no. I think the winner should have to... donate some of the cash of the winnings to pay for it. That way that person isn't... It makes it easier. It's a free damn tattoo with a wiener and an arrow pointing down, okay?
Yeah, so, we could put like five bad ideas in a hat and they got to draw.
Yes, that would be fantastic. I would do that. I mean, it doesn't have to be on your neck.
I don't want to play Russian roulette with my body.
It just be somewhere on your body, you know?
Well, what if it was a temporary? That's why I'm very intrigued by it. The temps, but it can't be one that lasts a week. It's got to be the temp tattoos.
No, like the henna that lasts like a couple... 6 months or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A wiener circle with an arrow go to your mouth.
Oh, my God. That is terrible.
6 months of wearing tattoo. That. Yeah, neck tattoo.
Post Malone has mainstreamed it.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Oh, my God. Wrist tattoos are another one that
Wrist, huh?
Wrist tattoos, apparently. Butterflies are coming back. It seems like the 90s, that kind of aesthetic.
Like you kind of seem like a butterfly guy on your back shoulder.
I think you got to get in shape, though. You can't be...
Are you kidding, Jeff? If you got tattoos like on your bicep area,
when you want to get in shape a little bit first?
No, because the tattoos would hide that. It's kind of like tan. You know, tan fat is better than pale fat. I'm just assuming if you cover it with a tattoo, you don't look as doughy.
I don't know.
That's my goal.
I don't know, bud.
You know. Anyway, like to not work out.
Like,
right?
That's not a butterfly. That looks like a raptor.
Yeah, I think you need a taut canvas. You know, like, beautiful people look better with tattoos. Like,
they
people
do.
That have, like, a beautiful body.
They do. I just wonder if it's harder for a tattoo artist to tattoo flab. Obviously, it must be.
They
right?
have to hold
the
it
soft,
taut.
You have to hold it. Okay.
You have to hold it taut. Is that the right word? I mean, like, you watch them, and they'll, like, pull the skin to make it. It's
okay.
Firm.
Okay.
It's amazing the work that they do. It's some of these people, it's like they've got hands of a surgeon. It's like they should have gone to medical school.
I know. Artists.
When they're working on somebody for like 6-7 hour stretches.
I can't imagine. Yeah. We have a coworker that sat for like 6-8 hours doing one. And I'm like, how do you do that?
I can see zoning out or being on your phone receiving the tattoo. How'd you like to be the dude for 6 hours?
That's the thing, is that the person doing it. And then there's like multiple trips. Like I have friends that have gotten, you know, big pieces of work and they have to go back for shading and coloring and all, you know, I mean, and it's a multi-visit process. Like it's not just one and done. You know,
you gotta get some more tattoos, Molly. Like I said, mom and dad on your forearms and then finger cuffs.
I'm not interested.
In the middle.
I think it's cool when you do the tribute, but make it subtle.
Yeah. That's no so much like mine.
Subtlety has kind of gone out the window in terms of tattoos, right? The size, they go
so
big.
That's why I love these micro tattoos. If you go down the rabbit hole of like looking at these, there are some really pretty ones where, I mean, it's such delicate work. I just wonder like how steady and how firm, like how steady of a hand you must have to do this and like attention to detail, because they're usually very tiny and they are also very delicate. And so you're so used to seeing like that big needle go and you just wonder like, how do you do this? Where it's
I agree with you. I think those are the cool ones.
Yeah. The ones that
smaller
just, like,
is better.
Feathery. Yeah.
Show 94.1, good morning to you. 938-9400, that's how you jump into the show. And hey, by the way, if you want to win a trip out to London to go see Taylor Swift at Wembley Stadium, that we're talking airfare, some spending cash, we got a hotel set up for you. And then, of course, 2 tickets to the show. All you got to do is go to channel94.com and put your name in a hat. You can do it once a day. And just put a little reminder on your phone or something. This is a huge trip.
The concert's in June?
Uh-huh. I believe so.
What would that ticket go for?
Oh.
I don't even
know. What's the price tag?
Thousands. I mean, my God.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm sure a whole lot. I guess I didn't realize she was still doing the tour with her album coming out. And she's just breaking records like crazy with the Spotify and all that stuff.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Some good stuff.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I like the album. I mean, it's a total mood. I mean, but there is absolutely, like, I've really enjoyed listening to it.
How often do you listen to it? I mean, is it
every day?
Every day you do.
Mm-hmm. Play it in my car.
There you go.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure. Like, all women have to be on board Taylor Swift.
It seems like it, right?
You're not really allowed to not say you're not into it.
It's, well, my daughter.
It is like that.
It's very interesting. Like, my daughter has not listened to the whole album. She's like, eh, it's just a lot. I was like, okay. I mean, like, she likes Taylor Swift, but she's not. I mean, some of her friends are just.
Well, I think it's too heavy for that age.
She hasn't had any of those real life experiences yet.
Yeah.
That music would be reflective of, remember?
That heartbreak or that, you know, what have you. Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't want to.
We're very proud
of
the fact that she's, you know, angsting at a teenage level. But yeah, she still doesn't have that completely on lock.
Yeah, I guess
I remember the heartbreak, though, very, very soon, like in the romance deal. All of our romances at St. Robert's were skating parties.
Yeah.
And dating was if you went couple skating with a girl.
It just brought back memories.
So a girl would be like, hey, you know, your friends would tell you, Sarah wants to couple skate with you. So it's a big deal. You're nervous. You're not a good skater. You're holding hands. Your hands are clammy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And now in the length of a song, you're in love. You're like, we're going. That's what we would say. We're going together.
Yes, we are.
You want to go together? And now we're going. And like an hour later, she's couple skating with another guy. And I'm just destroyed.
Just destroyed.
Did they do the same thing when
the whole life cycle of a relationship?
Yeah, because I do remember they need to bring them back for the kids to enjoy. But they'd have everybody stand on the wall around the deal, and then the girl would come up and. Or someone would come up and ask someone to couple skate. That's kind
of
how they would
force. That's a lot of pressure.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, many a times I sat on that wall and nothing came. And mainly is because I didn't know how to skate backwards, right? So it was a weird deal. So that was the same thing. You're so spot on with that. It was the shortest relationship you'd ever have if you had, you know, if you're asked.
But I remember
to skate,
the loss.
You know?
I remember the heartache. I'm like, what happened, Sarah? We had a thing and
that
we
was
skated,
magic.
And then we were going together. And then Scott? Where did Scott come from?
And then Scott.
Yeah.
And it would be Scott. That would probably be the name.
Yeah.
She's like, I just couple skated with him. It's not that big of a deal. I'm like, well, you're a whore.
You're like, well, obviously you guys are getting married and having a million babies and a mortgage. So I'm just going to go ahead and take my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and go someplace else.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then the really Taylor Swift music would have hit so much different.
Oh, you'd get through it easier.
Never had that.
You'd get through it easier. Big Party Show!
Oh, jelly roll.
Party was belting it out in the studio.
You do love yourself some jelly roll.
I do love jelly roll. I guess he's, his wife, I kind of got sad this morning because I saw his wife had come out and said that the reason why jelly roll has gotten off of social media because of all the fat shaming. I'm like, oh, Jelly Roll.
Who's fat shaming him?
I don't know. That's what his wife said. I was like, I didn't know he was. I don't follow him or anything, but I just hate it when people feel like they have to do that.
Looks
you know
like
what I mean?
Be getting really tense lately on social
you know?
Media. There was a site that I went to, and they were like, we have shut down the comments. I was like, oh,
well,
okay.
People are just angry and crazy right now, I guess.
Isn't he coming down, though? Hasn't Jelly Roll been losing weight?
Yes, he's lost about 70 pounds because he's prepping himself to do a 5K run.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that crazy? I was like, wow, you're losing all that weight for a 5K.
Well, a lot of times these artists have to get in shape because of tours. They're like, the touring, just being on stage for that many hours every night, back to back, a lot of times they'll train, CrossFit.
I don't think he's doing a whole lot of popping and locking on that. On
he
that
changed
stage.
His diet.
Okay. Good.
Changed his lifestyle.
Man.
70 pounds. I bet you he just started moving a little bit. That's what they keep saying. They're like, just exercise a little bit.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. Just do more than what you would normally do.
He's lost 70. He wants to lose 100 more.
170 loss. Wow.
Imagine what you would look like if you could just lose 30.
I know.
What's the most you've ever lost?
The most I ever lost personally was like 20 pounds. And that was only because of, you know, some surgery. You know, that neck surgery kind of did it for me.
I need to get me some COVID.
You're like, I am one COVID away from my goal weight.
You know how when people get sick sometimes they lose weight? Like an occasional, it's just a brief sick, not a serious one. Yeah. I'm like, I want that.
You're like, I am one stomach flu away from skinny jeans.
Yeah, because I'm like, you don't look good, but you look good. Like, you look sickly, but you look good.
That is funny because when I had COVID for the month, I thought I was going to lose weight for sure. That didn't even happen. I don't know why.
You're like, I made up for it. Don't worry.
But old Jelly Roll, like Jelly Roll,
buddy,
such
nobody
a nice,
should be shaming
guy.
Jelly.
He says he's doing 2 to 3 miles a day, 4 to 6 days a week.
Running?
I assume jogging.
Okay, or walking.
Or walking.
God, he's
I'm doing
knees.
20 to 30 minutes in the sauna, 6 minutes in a cold plunge every day.
Okay.
I'm eating healthy right now. That's what the Jelly Roll's doing, bro.
All right, Jelly Roll. Maybe he can be an inspiration to all the other Jelly Rolls out there. I'm talking about myself.
You're like, myself included.
Like, do you drink soda? Every time I hear people all the time go, well, they cut out soda. I'm like, damn it.
I know. Yeah. I always hate it when people say that because I'm like, I don't drink soda. What else you got?
I know. I don't have.
I rarely
like,
drink
it. Like, last night I was craving ice cream. I don't have.
Don't do it.
Any sugary candies because it'll be gone in a minute. That's why it's never there. I eat all of it at once.
Yeah. Okay.
Occasionally I'll get a chocolate bar and I want to dip it in peanut butter. But last night I wanted to run up to Cold Stone Creamery. I'm like, I need ice cream. I need ice cream. And I fought it off. But.
And you're meaning running as in driving, right?
You're like, I'm not actually moving my body. I mean, it's like getting into the car, going the 2 feet to the store.
But I literally was like too ashamed to go to an ice cream place by myself and wait in line. Like, that's a Herculean effort. Like, to get up and go to an ice cream store.
Yeah, there's a shameful moment. There is. I went and got a milkshake at Dairy Queen by myself this weekend. And it was a weird feeling.
What?
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. You're like, I just want a milkshake.
You didn't get anything for Wyleen?
No, she
didn't. Did you even tell her that you were going?
He didn't tell her.
No. Well, I just showed up home. It was a crime of opportunity. I was driving by, okay? I didn't even think about it. And she doesn't eat ice cream and stuff like that.
It's like a Freaky Friday situation. You're becoming Jelly Roll.
Don't you fat shame me.
You're going to start getting those tattoos.
They just grow on you.
Yeah.
As you get fatter. Those are lines. Those are roll lines. All right,
you see your own reflection in the mirror as you're ordering a drive-through milkshake.
Oh, they get rid of all that
and
stuff.
And all of a sudden you see the teardrop tattoo under your
the
eye.
Pier. Yes. All right, we got what's trending coming up a little bit. What's up, Molly?
So, weird thing about brushing your teeth. A dentist tells you three times when these three things that happen when you should not be brushing your teeth.